email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 5, 5 on Ray at RTE.ie. Our next guest is a young offender who's taken to the stage in a new production at the Abbey Theatre called The Sugar Wife, Chris Whalley. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thanks for taking a break from rehearsals to come in and talk to us. When does it start?
We start previewing on the 13th of July, I believe, and opening night on the 18th of July.
Right.
Sorry, of June. Excuse
of June.
Me. You missed the whole show if you did that. The 13th
well, you wouldn't,
of June.
It's on to the 20th of July.
Yeah, but you'd only see 2 days of it. So the 13th of June and the 20th, and the 18th of June.
So it's a full month run.
Yeah, 5 weeks.
Yeah. And is there a big tourist market around that time in Dublin?
I actually wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. I'll have to wait and see. I look out and then I'll be like, where are you from?
But it's the National Theatre, so I'd imagine.
Yeah,
you'd assume of a certain
so.
Kind.
I mean, it's a bucket list spot as well.
Yeah. And have you've been on the stage in the Abbey before?
I've never been.
No,
that's why I'm looking forward to it. I've actually only done 2 plays since I left drama school. It's mainly been TV and film. I did Lieutenant of Inishmore in the West End, a McDonough play. And then I did Marina Kerr's Portia Coughlin at the Almeida just before Christmas in London. Yeah.
And you got an award for the first one.
I did, yeah. No awards for the second one. I did.
You can't get them all the time. If you're getting them all the time, it'd be boring. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So first time in the National Theatre.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that weigh heavy on your shoulders, Chris?
I mean, it's definitely it's an honour, you know. It's a bucket list location to perform at, you know, and I'm very proud to be there and feel very lucky. So yeah, I'm excited, but I suppose there's a pressure attached to it as well.
So you're in rehearsing in the rehearsal space in the Abbey, and have you ventured out onto the stage?
We haven't yet. No.
And have
not
you
yet.
Not just sneaked out just during the day?
I have been on the Abbey. I did actually the National Youth Theatre years ago,
so you have been on
but
the
on the Peacock,
right? Oh yes,
at the other one.
Yeah.
And we just had a tour. We had a tour of the. But you're right. I must try sneak down there someday,
just to soak in the atmosphere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And get the willies.
So tell us a little bit about the willies. That's it, I'm gone. Where's Chris? I don't know. Tell us a little bit about The Sugar Wife.
It is set in the 1850s in Ireland, and it's about a Quaker couple, and they are hosting a touring Yorkshireman who tours with a freed Georgian slave named Sarah, and they speak on the abolitionist movement. So she tours, they tour all around parts of America and Europe speaking on the abolitionist movement, and when they arrive to stay with these Quakers, they kind of upturn their life. It's a play essentially about morality, and can you be a good person who does bad things, and what makes a good person, and can you say one thing and do another, and should make you question yourself.
And have you questioned yourself?
I have. Every day I question myself.
Do you want to
myself,
share some of the answers with us?
Well, no, really.
So as you were saying, so this is only your third play, and a lot of TV, a lot of movies. The most recent TV we've seen you in, well, I suppose two of them, because Young Offenders 4 is back on the BBC. It'll be back on RT in the new year.
Yes.
That's next year. And also Bodkin on Netflix, which I really, really enjoyed.
Thanks. Good.
Yeah, and would recommend anybody who hasn't seen it to go and search it out. So it's an amazing Irish cast.
Mm-hmm, it is, yeah.
And Siobhan Cullen, who's in The Sugar Wife, is also in Bodkin.
Correct.
Yes.
So we've become the best of pals now.
Right.
An incredible cast. Felt very lucky to be a part of the show. We had a lot of fun doing it. It was 2 years ago now we shot it. We shot a lot of it up in Ardmore Studios. And then a lot of it down in Cork in Union Hall, which was the fictitious town of Bodkin. So it was amazing. And to be shooting in Ireland in the summer, because I was actually staying in Dalkey with Will Forte when I was there. So it's a lovely
bit of
part to be in. Yeah. We were swimming every morning and having the crack. So yeah.
And of course, Young Offenders, the movie, a lot of it was shot in West Cork as
Exactly.
well.
Exactly. And so. My dad's actually from Skibbereen.
Right.
So yeah. So I'd be down there a lot. So yeah, it was lovely to just be shooting down there. And I mean, any excuse to get down to West Cork, especially if you can work down there, is a treat.
Produced by Higher Productions, which is owned by the Obamas.
Yes, Higher Ground, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'd imagine you haven't met them. But the question I'm going to ask...
He's there in the green room. Yeah.
Do you know, have they watched Bodkin?
I believe they have, yes.
Right.
Will Forte got a phone call. He was doing some chat shows in New York and he got a phone call one day. And I didn't think he was expecting it. And it was a guy and he was like, hello, this is Barack Obama. and so he had a good conversation with him.
Right.
I think Will was saying he meant to say thank you very much and he said thank you really much. And for the duration of the phone call, he couldn't really think of anything else other than Barack Obama didn't think that he had a grasp of the English language. So, but they have seen it as far as I know, yeah.
Isn't that great to think?
I'm waiting on my phone call now.
Yeah. So when they meet you, oh, you're Sean from Bodkin.
Exactly, yeah. They've no concept of an actor. They're just like, it's him.
So that's that. And Aina Hardwick, this is like, there's all names here, but it's the community, the acting community in Ireland is so small.
Yeah, it really is.
We've spoken to Aina and people will know him from various things. And ye were brought up with your children 100 metres apart.
Yeah, we grew up and we first kind of like saw each other when we were younger, you know, you have like different gangs of kids and we were like enemies, I suppose. And then one day we went into the Gaiety, is where I used to go to drama classes when I was younger. And Aina was in there and we were kind of looking at each other being like, you're an actor too? And we became the best of friends. And that must have been when we were like seven or eight. And we kind of grew up then always just wanting to be actors and chatting about it and watching films and going to the cinema. And we had another friend, Rian, actually, who was one of our best pals, and anytime he was with us he would just have to endure our endless conversations. Yeah.
And was it something in the water, or was there a particular teacher? Were you at the same school, or was it just complete coincidence?
We started in the Gaiety and we had an amazing teacher called Stella there, and then we, after a few years at the Gaiety, we went to the School of Music, and Regina Crowley and Trina Scott and Anne Barry were all these amazing teachers there. And we did youth theatre there together, and you had one-to-one classes there. And yeah, I guess so. And I think I think just having a best friend who wants to do it as well, and there's a beautiful like youthful ignorance at that age. You just think you can do anything. And I think, which I always think, if anyone wants to be an actor, you're better off just moving to the rural part and just going to class. You know what I mean? Like getting exposed to stuff the whole time. Like if you can see as much theatre and TV is great, but like you don't really want to know about any of the obstacles, because then anything feels possible, you know?
Yes.
And I think we definitely felt that when we were younger. We were like, well, why can't we do this?
Coincidentally, I'm going into Trinity College this evening to do a thing in front of the DU players. So they will be
amazing.
A group of aspiring actors.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them that I was talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell them that I asked you the question, what advice would you give to them? And I'm going to share it with them this evening.
What advice would I give? I don't know. I think it's important to have goals and stuff, but try not to be rigid in how you want to achieve them, and taking things as they come and living day to day and just try to get better. I think everyone's in such a rush at the moment to do things or get the next big job or get the... But I'm keen at the moment to just try and get better and just keep getting better. And that's why I'm trying to do as much theatre as I can at the moment as well, because I find I get better and sharper when I'm on stage.
Right.
And especially I think when you're young. So all my favourite actors like Gary Oldman and Peter O'Toole and Harris and all of them would have grown up doing rep theatre, which is kind of a thing of the past now. But they'd be playing three different characters every week.
So it's in front of a live audience.
I think
you have one take and you have to deliver.
Exactly. And I but that's
it.
If I would have anything to say, yeah.
Yeah. Do you play sports at all?
I don't.
No.
I played basketball growing up.
All right.
I was decent. I wasn't great. I was just a bit tall. I played for a club called Glanmire Tornadoes. So we had a good name. But
and could you dunk it? Are you tall enough to dunk?
No, I tried a lot. Yeah. And I think I just got my fingertips up there. Maybe I could put like a tennis ball in at one point.
Yeah. No, the reason I'm asking you is that because, you know, when people do theatre and TV and film, I'm wondering, is there a sporting analogy there? You know, how they compare?
I think people find them like, I mean, I like surfing. But I think that... people always find analogies where they want, don't they, with sport? They're like, no matter what it is, it's like rugby, you get knocked down, you get back up. It's like boxing, you get a jab. It's like, is it? Is that the same? Okay, yeah.
But we'll move on. There's no analogies, right? As I was saying, Young Offenders is back on the BBC, back in RT in 2025. But your jock is in prison.
He is, yeah. I suppose it was only a matter of time before he ended up in prison somewhere.
Yeah.
But he's in prison in Colombia.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Dictated by your availability.
I don't know. Dictated by Jock's misbehaviour. So we shot out in Ardmore Studios, the Columbia of Ireland.
Right.
But I mean, it's still the same dynamic is there when the opportunity presented itself. I mean, I just always want to be a part of that show, and I was delighted to be able to have the storyline take that direction. I thought it was very interesting, and Alex was out there shooting with me on the few days when we were there as well, and we had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was brilliant.
You're friends for life.
We are. I'm living with him at the moment.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm living with him for the duration of the show. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose you just want to keep a hold of Young Offenders.
Well, yeah. And I want to be a part of it always. You know, it was kind of gave me my first big opportunity, and I'm super grateful to the show and their family to me. So who knows what the future holds. But I think...
Well, you've mentioned the F word there, future.
Yeah. And I was like, did I?
In your quiet times, then what do you hope for, or do you allow yourself?
Yeah, I suppose just fulfilling jobs, you know. And I think with regard to that, it's working with different filmmakers. I've always been very attracted to independent cinema. I know that's kind of like what a lot of actors say, but it's mediums that allow for stories that not necessarily would be seen or told. So there is a kind of people I'd love to work with in that field, and just being stretched. I want to be stretched and play as many different parts as possible, and hopefully have been able to do that so far.
Mm.
And with the play now, it's another very different part, and kind of looking at something and going, how do I do that? And that's scaring me. That kind of appeals to me.
But you're very good at the comedy side of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, that comes naturally as opposed to learning it for people.
I think comedy is quite interesting because it's all timing and all rhythms, you know, and the window to miss an opportunity, a joke won't land if you're out by a second or a millisecond and stuff. So I've always found that it's kind of the best training for an actor to go into different, to go into drama, to go into everything, because the window in drama then is actually quite large, whereas comedy's all like rhythm and beats. And it's like I heard Daniel Kaluuya actually speaking very eloquently about it recently, and just saying that he found it when he was younger. He was doing Skins and he was on that as a young actor, and there was like some improv and stuff, and just to trying to hit the rhythms and the timings was the best training for him to go on to do other things.
And just before I let you go, you did a play, a one-day play. I'd never heard of this phenomenon, with Siobhan Cullen, when you were shooting Bodkin years ago.
Yes, it was.
What is a one-day play?
So, a good friend, a mutual friend of ours, Killian Coyle, who's an amazing actor and producer, he was working on this show called Good Sex, which Dead Centre were making. And the whole premise is you have two actors. They go in the day of the show. They don't know what it is. They don't know what the story is. And they have earpieces in.
Right.
And there are two other actors backstage that are feeding them their lines as they're on stage. So it's all happening in real time. So the actors are hearing the story and speaking the words as they're being said to them.
Right.
Honestly, it was amazing. It was one of the most
amazing. They have a script.
They have the script, okay. and they remain the same
throughout
the course of the month run. But every night the actors are different,
wow.
And the actors can only do the show once because then they'll know what it is.
Yes,
and it's all about intimacy So the only thing you rehearse during the day is the intimate moments. So they're all choreographed and they're sort of the pillars of the show. Mm-hmm. And then around that, the story. So the story's unfolding to us as performers as well. And I believe it's happening in the Cork Midsummer Festival soon. It's going to be on down there. And honestly, I would recommend, I'm dying, I'm going to try to see it.
Okay, I'm just wondering, right, say I have a script here, right, and I'm feeding you.
Yeah.
Right,
say, yeah.
And I go, Mary, I just knew.
Mary, I just knew.
The minute I saw you, we were going to be
like that.
Wow.
That's like, and you have to say it at the same time, because
how are you doing that?
If you delay it by anything, then you will forget what they've said. So you have to, like, there was a skill to it, but it was really enjoyable and it totally takes you out of your head.
And do they, the person who's feeding you the lines, do they deliver it, do they act it?
Or just they kind of have to.
All right. So
because
it's not,
they
it's
can
not,
start being
it's not
like,
perfunctory.
I'm so happy that you're dead. start following this inflection.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, there's an element of trust, but you can change it as well yourself, but you're gauging it. It's if you can go see it, I would highly recommend it. I'd love to see it now because I've obviously been in it, but I'd love to see other actors.
There's a good bit of jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, I think as a model, you can get really great actors to do it because there's no commitment.
Yes.
It's over. It's a day and it's finished then.
Yeah, no rehearsal time, none of that. Speaking of which, you have to go back to the rehearsal space of the Abbey Theatre for rehearsing for The Sugar Wife, which previews open on the 13th of June. It runs to the 20th of July. And Siobhan Cullen is in it as well. And Chris, thanks so much for coming in and good luck with everything. Thank you
very much, Ray. Pleasure as always.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.